All right, kicking off another brand new hour here on the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here live from Studio G right here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gerber fighting for you from the Foxhole of Freedom. Willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's do this. Three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, the murder case against the man accused of slaughtering four students at the University of Idaho. Taking another twist. We'll tell you about that. Number two, in the case of New York v. Trump, witnesses say that, Mr. Cohen there, Michael Cohen, he did want a job in the White House despite claiming under oath he did not. We'll get to that. And number three, wow. What's it worth to you? What's it worth to you? The black book from Jeffrey Epstein, it's going to go on the auction block. Can you believe that? It's going on the auction block. No kidding. An extraordinary criminal relic, the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's original black book, could be for sale. Online auction house, excuse me, online auction house Alexander Historical Auctions Telling Secrets happened yesterday. It has the smaller original Epstein little black book, holds the names, addresses, and information for 400 entries. 400 entries. Epstein's first known book listing his associates, a 64-page predecessor to the large book of secrets used to help jail him on charge of sex trafficking minors. Of course, he died under very mysterious circumstances, 2019. In fact, I don't think I know anybody who believes that, you know, that happened under normal circumstances. No. The book came to light after Epstein's death in New York City. Of the 1,731 names contained in the two volumes together, 221 appear in our earlier book, but did not appear in the larger later book, said the auction house. That, according to the business, and so you can have, we can't get this book. We can't get the names like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Bill Gates, Zuckerberg. Who else is in this book? I don't know. Or the other book, the big book of horrors. The big book of horrors. Anyhow, it's going to be available. The indications are that it was the wealthy financier's first book of friends and allies, including former President Donald Trump, listed just as a friend. Trump has no, you know, they try to slime him with this, doesn't work. But he lost it in Midtown, New York City in the 1990s. This criminal relic undoubtedly still has many stories to tell for those who wanted to do the digging. All the means are there, said Alexander President Bill Panagopoulos. Jeffrey Epstein was the epitome of evil, and this book should forever be kept as evidence of his awful crimes, added Panagopoulos, who frequently auctions historical and criminal artifacts in his international events. Past auctions have included the diary of Nazi war criminal Joseph Mengele, the gold watch Marilyn Monroe gave to former President John F. Kennedy, and strands of hair from former President Abraham Lincoln tied together with parts of the American flag from his funeral train. Can you imagine having that? What a relic that is. Abraham Lincoln's hair and an American flag. Many of the well-known names listed in Epstein's second book are not in the original. For example, Bill Clinton, David Copperfield, Prince Andrew are not in the first book. No indication that those in the book are suspected of wrongdoing either, by the way. This was a predecessor, a precursor. The dates in the book suggest it was used before Epstein set up Pedophile Island. He previously pleaded guilty in Florida State Court in 2008 to one count each of soliciting minors for prostitution and soliciting a prostitute. Among the details Panagopoulos shared with Secrets was that there is an entry for the White House, a Kennedy family member, and a United States congressman. What does it all mean? Don't know. The book also contains entries for former Ford Models, Inc. CEO Katie Ford, as well as an entry for a masseuse, which lists 24 women's names and numbers, some with pager numbers as well, with one bearing the descriptive ugly backup. and 8 women listed under exercise people. You know, just weird. Why do we not have the big book? And what will this sell for? What is somebody willing to give to this to keep their name out of the headlines? Even if they don't know. If you're worth $500 million, and you wonder if your name is on the list of Jeffrey Epstein, what are you willing to do to keep it? Man. And why do we have to have anonymous auctions? Why can't we have people right out there in public? I'll pay $1 billion for it. Of course you will. Of course you will. All right, in NY, and we'll get back to that as the book becomes available, maybe. New York v. Trump, garbage case, but here we go. The witnesses did not go very particularly well for the prosecution yesterday. They called Keith Davidson, who at one time represented Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. He continued his testimony Thursday. He said Michael Cohen had been hopeful he would get a position in the White House. He wanted to be chief of staff or attorney general in the Trump White House. That completely contradicts what he has testified to Cohen under oath. Can you effing believe I'm not going to Washington after everything I've done for that guy? I can't believe I'm not going to Washington. I saved his ass, said Michael Cohen of Donald Trump. He has an axe to grind here. Michael Cohen is the star witness in this whole case. This case that got blown apart yesterday because Davidson also testified that it was not hush money. It was consideration. Consideration being something you get in exchange in contract law. I'll give you this in consideration of that. Which means when the $130,000 was listed as legal expenses, it was a legal expense. Contract law, this in consideration of that. And when asked about it, Donald Trump's like, what financing? What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about here. Pretty remarkable, right? That all these things are going on. Davidson testified that Cohen called him twice while shopping in the California store, memorably decorated in an Alice in Wonderland type theme, he said. And it all, this whole thing revolves around $130,000 paid for a non-disclosure agreement, which, by the way, Davidson also said he's done many times himself for people, including people like Hulk Hogan. NDAs in exchange for money are a very common thing in America. They'll happen thousands of times today. There'll be non-disclosure agreements signed all over America today. Probably already today. Lots of them. Money exchanging hands. Hey, we'll pay you. Don't talk about this. This whole catch and kill thing from David Pecker, it means nothing. It means nothing. Anyhow, so it's pretty clear Michael Cohen was really ticked off. He didn't get a spot in Trump's White House. Maybe Trump kind of had an inkling that he was just slimy. Did that ever occur to anybody? Maybe he's just slimy and everybody knew it. Throwing it out there for your consideration, of course. All right, coming up, Steve Doolin will be here. A new firearm ban in Michigan. Will it impact you? A new firearm ban in the state of Michigan. Will it impact you? Attorney and good guy Steve Doolin after the break to talk about it.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated. because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.